today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Suburbs community, this is Vasanth from the Suburbs of Chicago calling in with my January new music pick. I'm calling about a band called Office Dog. They are from Auckland, New Zealand, and they actually put out their debut album called Spiel, I think last fall on Flying Nun Records, the famed Flying Nun from New Zealand, but it just came out in January here in the US, so I'm counting it as a 2024 release because more widely heard this year. So yeah, Office Dog, a really cool band. I'm happy I discovered it. This band is kind of in the vein of 90s, 2000s indie rock, sort of very reminiscent of the Pacific Northwest bands like Built to Spill, Death Cab for Cutie. The vocalist sounds a lot like actually James Mercer from The Shins. So if you can imagine James Mercer sort of fronting more rockin' version of Death Cab for Cutie or Built to Spill, that's what this band is like. So it's really kind of a cool mixture of jangly power pop, but some good distortion and crunch to the guitars as well. So definitely check out this band. I think everyone will like it. Office Dog is the name of the band. Spiel is the album, out on New West Records, surprisingly, which is pretty heavy on the Americana side of things, but interesting that they put out this album here in the States. So I guess I would pick the song Big Air to play, even though there's really tons of tracks on this album to check out. So that is my pick for January new music. Hope you guys enjoy. Bye-bye.
Vasanth, very much. Office Dog. I am digging it. Ever since Vasanth sent in that pick, I've been on that record, and it's really good. Really, really good. Check it out. It's called Spiel. Very nice. I, Patrick, want to tell you about a record that came out in January, and think that it might be of interest to you folks. It is a compilation album, and it's only released on Bandcamp. And it's on a project called For Love of Records. And what it is, it's called Yesterday and Today, DC Goes Discord. So it has 27 local artists from around the DMV who are covering songs from the Discord catalog, the incredible, influential DC record label Discord Records, of course, founded by Jeff Nelson and Ian MacKay of Minor Threat to put out early Minor Threat Teen Idols music. And this is a really cool compilation. I got to admit, I have not heard of a lot of these bands, but there are some very interesting ones that I have heard of that are on here, including Friends of This Podcast, Dot Dash. They are doing a song on there by The Snakes. And also our friend Don Zientara, who was on our podcast doing a cover of a band called Soulside, which was a great band in the early 90s on the Discord label. There's also a group that you may know called Dismemberment Plan. They're back with their first music in quite a while, at least as far as I'm aware of, doing a cover of the song Unrequited by Circus Lupus. Ted Leo appears on this compilation. There is the Pie Tasters, who are doing Minor Threat's Look Back and Laugh. Let's see who else we have. We have Jay Robbins from Jawbox and other projects. We have the group American Television covering Fugazi, doing Bad Mouth. And a group called the Washington Social Club covering a song by, I guess, maybe not quite as well-known Discord band called The Aquarium, but a really cool band. I saw The Aquarium a few times. But why don't we dig in a little bit here and listen to the opening track. This is a cover of a band called Grey Matter, fantastic group. The song is called Burn No Bridges, and this is the first track by a group called Teen Mortgage. So you get a taste of what you're going to get with this compilation. It is really good. It's ripping. And obviously there's a love for the Discord music throughout all these artists. And the project was put together by the bassist from a group called Celebration Summer, who also does a track on this record, of course. They do the great, great song For Want Of by Rites of Spring. The bass player for that group called Greg Railson. He wanted to put together a compilation of local bands that sort of paid tribute to his musical journey. A lot of his music apparently was Discord, and that shaped his journey. And it's also going to be pressed, or is being pressed, at on vinyl at Furnace Records, where we once did an interview, and that's great. And part of the proceeds from this will go to a charity called We Are Family DC, which works with seniors in the DC area. So that's it. It is out streaming on Bandcamp right now. Go to For Love of Records, all one phrase, .bandcamp.com, and you can find it there. You can also order the vinyl. The vinyl's only going to be initially in an edition of 500. It will ship out around April 30th, according to the site, and you can buy it here while copies last, and you can also get the digital album right here on Bandcamp as well. So I hope you enjoy that. I really like it. I've been listening to it a lot. It's a great one. If you're making a mixtape or making a mix playlist, you can definitely drop a few tracks on here and really, really spice it up. So why don't we go out with our friends Dot Dash and hear them doing a fairly obscure DC band called The Snakes. Michael Hampton was involved with that group, if I'm not wrong. And the song they're going to do is My Girl Gloria from Yesterday and Today. DC does Discord, my choice for a new release from the month of January 2024. And with that, we will talk to you guys with one more very special new music episode tomorrow.